John Coleman falls into two categories. He actually has served in the capacity of a naturopath physician for many individuals who have the symptoms of Parkinson's and helping them get relief from their symptoms. But this particular interview focuses on John's own recovery from Parkinson's. He had a very advanced stage in the mid-1990s and began, quite frankly, with experimenting with lots of different things, as many of the people I interview do. And he, in this particular interview, talks about what that recovery process was really all about.
Tell us about your history with Parkinson's.
Well, Robert, in retrospect, I can tell that I had a long journey of developing symptoms. I actually can recognize some symptoms from my mid-teens, and particularly through my 20s when I started to develop an intermittent tremor. And I had a lot of trouble with stiffness in my hip and back and neck. And I tended to ignore these symptoms, as you do when we're young. I went to a chiropractor occasionally, but most of the time I just told my body to do what I wanted it to do. I tended to be a busy, high achiever type person, worked two or three jobs at a time, brought up a family, renovated a house all at the same time. But I had a number of very stressful times in my life, and I know that symptoms tended to escalate there. For instance, during my older son's illness and subsequent death in 1983, the separation of my first marriage, I was unemployed for some time. And during these periods, I knew that my body was rebelling, but didn't want to take any notice of physical symptoms. I was a cigarette smoker for 43 years. Now, that may make me seem very old, but I actually started when I was 9 years old. One of the things in my background is a very abusive childhood, and I tried to commit suicide when I was 9 and failed. So I started smoking, and that helped build a smoke screen. But we know that nicotine disguises the onset of Parkinson's. It makes it appear as if we're actually less symptomatic than we are. So when I stopped smoking in 1995 and my body lost that nicotine support, my symptoms started to escalate more quickly. Until in the middle of 1995, I collapsed and it was just impossible for me to ignore my body any longer.
So you were in pretty bad shape in 1995 in terms of symptoms.
Yes, I was. I was in a state of total meltdown. I was unable to walk more than 3 to 5 meters, and I needed support. I fell often. I had very, very severe tremor. I was not sleeping, in a lot of pain. My face was frozen. I was dribbling from my mouth uncontrollably. I was incontinent, constipated, with paucity of movement, rigidity. It was difficult for me to get up from a chair. I froze. You know, I'd be walking and trying to turn a corner and I couldn't. I'd just freeze on the spot. So there were a lot of very bad things happening to me, which I realized, thinking back, had been coming on over a long time, but I'd ignored them.
How did you come to the realization that you could get better when all indications were that you would get worse?
I didn't know. I had no indication that I could get better. What I knew was that I had to make each day better than the last because I couldn't survive the way I was. So I just set about achieving something every day. Survival was a good thing each day because, frankly, Robert, I thought I was dying, as did many people around me. And I knew it was my responsibility to make a choice, to to fade away or to make each day better. No one else could do it for me, and there was no one else around who was willing to do it for me. So I just survived each day and did the best I could, and I kept journals. Over a long period of time, I started to see, reading my journals, that I was actually making improvement in my health, and that gave me some hope to try and make this day a bit better than the last, and so on.
What was your recovery like once you started on the road to recovery, doing all the things that you've talked about? Did you get a little bit better every single day, or were there periods of time when you actually felt worse?
Well, for me, it was a staggering, stumbling time of recovery, discovery, loss, joyfulness, anxiety, despair, and sometimes hopelessness. I would start one thing that seemed to help, then I'd find that it didn't help. Or I would try something else that set me back. I seemed to make slow, fluctuating, but okay progress through to the mid of 1996. Then I had a huge setback. I had back spasm, and I was thrown into just incredible despair. But I clawed my way back out of that and made very fluctuating progress through to the middle of 1997. By that time, I was able to speak reasonably coherently and walk reasonably well. It didn't fall too often. But in the middle of 1997, again, I had a really huge setback that sent me into black despair, and I really contemplated ending it all at that stage. But then I eventually discovered the aquahydration formula's Bowen therapy combination. And I found that that supported all the other things I was doing, like my daily meditation, the counselling I was having, the self-affirmations, my stretching, and so on. And so that gave me real hope. And remember, I'd also kept journals right through the time. Intuitively, I'd started keeping a journal within a couple of weeks of my collapse. And I think initially because I wanted my son to have some sort of record of this part of my life. And when I read back on my journals, I could see that no matter how stumbling and uncertain it seemed, I actually was making some progress towards better health.
That clip is from John Coleman, naturopath doctor from Australia.